Tiger football kicks off section tournament play tonight in Winona. We're going to talk about that game and talk to one of our Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week in Max Edwin coming up in just a moment. But the head coach of our Tigers, Paul Dunn, joins us here on Afternoons with Aaron. And Paul, a good afternoon. Thank you so much for the time.
You bet, Aaron. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good. It's a Tuesday, but we got playoff football. Couldn't ask for a better day to play football, right?
It's a great day to be a Tiger.
Absolutely.
We're excited, and it's going to be beautiful weather and a little chilly, but other than that, perfect football weather. So we can't wait to get over there and get after it.
Now, just quickly, let's talk about the game against Austin on Wednesday night. 63-6 loss to the Packers. A game that kind of got away early. Got to give Austin a lot of credit. They had some big plays. They had a running back that had a really nice evening for them. Just some thoughts on a game that, again, it's hard to come back when you fall behind by a lot early, and that's what happened on Wednesday.
Yeah, we had some breakdowns in the defensive secondary early in the game that kind of put us behind the eight ball, and then we couldn't get the ship uprighted again. You know, and it was they showed us something different. It was a backfield wheel route. Straight down the middle of the field. It was really basic, but we didn't adjust. And, you know, it was something new that we hadn't seen. Once we got that covered and later on, it shut that down. But by then, it was too late. We had turnovers, interceptions, you name it, it went wrong. You just kind of, well, that's over. We learned from it, and now we move on.
Again, you just kind of clean the slate and say, hey, the most important game of the year is coming up on Tuesday, trying to keep the season alive. And talk about how practice has went. Did you get a chance to do much over MEA weekend? How did the schedule work when it comes to practice?
Well, we had practice on both Friday and Saturday. And, you know, it went well. We had some numbers missing because of family commitments, but that's kind of the nature of the beast in MEA weekend. But, you know, I think we got some things cleaned up, and we worked on a couple of wrinkles, and, you know, hopefully we can hit the ground running against Winona. You know, in our first game with Winona, we felt we played with them pretty well, except for we kind of imploded in the second quarter and gave up a bunch of points. And you know, if we can eliminate the turnovers and tackle, we can be in this game and make it interesting.
Having a healthy squad is always a big deal. Paul, I know the team has dealt with injuries this season. Going into the section game tonight, how are we doing when it comes to health-wise?
Yeah, we're down some. We've got three or four players that aren't going to see the field due to dings or other issues. So, yeah, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's high school kids, and you know, we're late in the season. We played a lot of ball here in a short period of time, and you know, it's part of the deal. And we kind of step up and reload and do the best we can, and we're going to give some younger kids some opportunities they haven't had all year long, you know, tonight as well. So, but, you know, in the end, your backbone are your seniors, and we're going to lean very heavily on that senior leadership to get us through tonight.
Paul Dunn with us here on Kate Radio. And, yeah, you mentioned the seniors had to step it up. I just want to get your comments really quick about the freshman group that you have. A lot of them have got some varsity minutes. I heard that the freshman team had a great season. So there's a lot of, I guess, good talent coming from that class.
Yeah, we've had real successful ninth grade season. We had real successful eighth and seventh grade as well, and back into the sixth grade. So, you know, the athletes that are coming are very, very established. And we're going to be seeing some of them on the field tonight in the ninth graders that are going to be out there. We're going to start a freshman fullback tonight, you know, and give him the rock a few times and see how that goes. And, you know, it's to my knowledge, I don't believe we've started a freshman here at Albert Lee. So that'll be a kind of another milestone. So yeah, it's exciting, and you know, to see these kids grow and develop and improve. So you know, I'm excited for the opportunity.
And who's the young man that's starting tonight?
Tegan.
Tolbert. Okay.
He had fullback tonight.
Winona on the docket. Last year, your team took the trip to Winona on the Tuesday night, got beat 49-20. Like you mentioned, a good game earlier this season, a Saturday afternoon game against Winona, 38-21 at the Gus. Paul, again, it's you win, you play Saturday, you lose, your season comes to an end. Kind of wrap things up with some keys for your team to go to Winona and pick up a victory tonight.
Well, the keys are, you know, we got to take care of the football better. I mean, you've got to quit giving it away. And we got to stop fumbling the ball, and we got to stop throwing interceptions. And our other big key is we've been working on it daily all season long is improving our tackling. And, you know, if we show signs of very good technique, and then it goes away for a while. So, you know, and we've been working on it and drilling it. So hopefully it will come to fruition tonight, and we can do those two things well, and we feel we can compete.
Paul Dunn, head coach of our Tigers. Again, they're in Winona tonight. We'll have updates on their game during our football broadcast here on Kate Radio. And, Paul, let's talk about the young man next to you, one of our Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week, senior Max Edwin. And if you've watched a Tiger football this year, a lot of the offense goes through number 14, Max Edwin. He had a record-breaking game against a Byron a few weeks ago. 46-26 was a loss, but he caught 14 catches, 251 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. Again, a night that's going to go in the record book when it comes to Minnesota football history. It was that big a night. Talk about your senior wide receiver there, Paul, and how much he means to your program.
Well, Max is kind of the heart and soul of our team. You know, he's worked very hard at becoming an outstanding player. He's a good leader. He leads quietly by example, but you know, he's done everything we've asked him to do, and he will play on Saturday somewhere, you know, at some point. And you know, his performance against Byron really stands out. He's sixth all time now in Minnesota list for yards in the game, and seventh all time for receptions in a game. So, you know, when you start looking at that, that's pretty impressive. Those records go back a lot of years. So, you know, that's a real accomplishment, and you know, he's very exciting in the open field. He hits like a truck on defense. He has a nose for the football. And, you know, I wish I could clone him. And he could have a bunch of little Max Edwins running around. And that would be a good thing for football.
Again, Paul Dunn talking about our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, a senior Max Edwin. Coach, thank you so much for the time, like always. Good luck to your team tonight. We'll talk later this week. And we'll now talk to Max.
All right. Thank you.
Max, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, congratulations on being one of our Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week.
Thank you.
Now, Max, let's talk about when it comes to that night, 14 catches, 251 yards. Did you have any idea when the game was going on that your numbers were that high?
Not really. I kind of knew the receptions. I was getting a lot of those, but didn't really know much of how many yards I had.
Now, when you heard the results or heard your stat line after the game, were you in shock at that stat line?
Yeah, I was pretty amazed with myself. I didn't ever think I would do anything that good in a game.
Now, Max, I heard that you did have some or have had some colleges calling after that game. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good to hear. So you're going to go down in the record books in the state of Minnesota that's had football for a long, long time. And I'm assuming one of the plays you like the most, and I like when they just kind of toss it out to you on the side and you go like one-on-one with the guys or with the defensive back, because you seem to get a chance to maybe knock them over or stiff arm them over. Do you enjoy that play?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite plays.
Get yourself out there in open green and just go one-on-one. Now, you got to give, you know, some credit, and I don't know if they're going to put this in the record book, you know, next to your name, but well, let's talk about your quarterback. I suppose Dakota Yankee gets a little bit of credit for that night, too.
Yeah, he played pretty good that night. He got the ball to me quite a few times. He had a good game.
Now, Max, so what are your favorite things about playing football? What do you love the most about being out there on the gridiron?
I love being with all my teammates. They're like family to me. It's just the best part of the game.
And, Max, how long have you been playing football?
Since fourth grade, I've been playing tackle football.
And what other activities and sports are you involved in here at Albert Lee?
I'm in hockey.
Okay.
In the winter.
So I always ask our Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week, you know, it's always a tough question, football or hockey, which one is your favorite? I know you got the head coach of the football team, Paul Dunn, right next to you. So it might be a hard question to answer, but football or hockey?
I'm probably going to go with football.
Okay.
Because, I don't know, I feel like I'm better at it. But when the hockey season's rolling, I enjoy hockey quite a bit.
No, absolutely. It's fun to watch you on skates as well. And we'll, of course, be broadcasting those games once we get to the winter season right here on Kate Radio. Now, Max, give us the names of your parents and the names of any siblings you might have.
My parents are John and Jenny Edwin, and my brother, Jack Edwin.
And besides playing hockey and playing football, what are some of the other things maybe that you do in your free time? What are some of your hobbies that you like?
I don't know, hanging with friends, I really like to do.
Okay. Hey, that's a good thing to do.
Yeah. Watch football a lot.
So are you a Vikings guy?
Yeah, huge Viking fan.
Okay. Just wanted to check. Wanted to make sure there was no Green Bay Packer, you know, fans on that team. Are there?
Yeah.
Are there Packer fans on the Tiger team?
Feel.
That's okay. There's got to be a couple, right?
Yeah.
Max Edwin, Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. His team goes to Winona tonight in the opening round of the Section Tournament. And Max, congratulations on the award. Go get him tonight. And again, congrats on being a Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.